These are the closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for January 11th. Joining us again today is Bill Moore from Price Futures Group in Chicago. Bill, what are we seeing here on Tuesday ahead of the report?
Yeah, the report's the key phrase there. And it's just kind of a back and forth kind of market like we've seen the last couple of days. The market started out lower for a couple of reasons. One is the CONAB's estimates of their Brazilian bean crop were under what they were in December, 140.5. It was 142 in December, but over last year's crop of 137. Same with the corn. So the market didn't like that. Early on, there's still some rain in the South American forecast, and that's had them under some pressure, and also just some profit taking by the funds in front of this report that comes out in tomorrow at 11 o'clock. But they were lower, and then they rallied back. We did have a flash sale this morning at 8 o'clock, 100,000 tons of beans to Mexico, and Mexico again bought from us yesterday in a flash sale 132,000 tons of corn. So the Watts report looms. It's a big deal. It's kind of ironic. It's a big deal, and it isn't. I mean, the numbers they're looking for in the Watts are very close to what we had the previous month. For instance, the corn production, 15.069. Last month, 15.062. The bean production looking for 4.35, which is billion bushel. Last month, 4.425. And the same with the stocks. And both the U.S. and the global stocks, not much change from the previous month, but there's always a chance you'll get a surprise report. And so the market's always braced for that. So even though it's not expected to be a big deal, this is the final numbers for last year's crop. It is a USDA report, and the market will be taking a close look at how it comes out. And it'll be judged based on what they were looking for. So we'll find out tomorrow at 11 o'clock about that. After the report, we go back to the main fundamental in the grains, which is the South American drought. We've had reports of temperatures over 100 degrees in both Argentina and Brazil, plenty dry. They haven't brought the numbers down that much as far as production, but they certainly will come down. So it hovers over the market, and we need a good crop down there. It's off to a tough start, and if conditions to stay the same, then these markets will certainly rally in response to that. We'll see how the report comes out, and then go back to that fundamental after the report tomorrow. Livestock wise, we've got a nice day in the cattle. I think they kind of got the cattle a little too cheap, so they're up $1.30 today. If you look at the chart of Feb cattle, the market has been still the upside later, and with today's action, they're only about $4 off the highs. Hog market is down. It's still having trouble, the hog market, dealing with the absence of China from the import market. They're still buying, but not near what they were a year ago. And both markets are dealing with the COVID fallout, worker absenteeism means that some product is piling up, and also there's concern about how much demand this major explosion in these cases. I think we're up to 600,000-700,000 cases a day in the country, how that's impacted adversely the demand for pork and beef. I think this deal will spike sometime in January, and I think demand will come back, and particularly in the case of cattle, bring this cattle market back up to its highs by the end of January.
Bill, always great insight. How can our listeners get some more information about your newsletter that comes out every couple weeks?
WMoore@PriceGroup.com is my email. Just send me an email and sign up for my letter, Eggmaster. It's a complimentary letter. 630-947-5176 is my phone. Or you can check the company website, WMoore@PriceGroup.com. Check out the bios and Jack Scoville and myself. We've both been at Price a long time. We'd be glad to help you out.
Again, that was Bill Moore with Price Futures Group in Chicago. We'll run down the settlement prices after this short break.
Welcome to January. We finally made it to 2022. While we don't know what the year will bring, we always try to be prepared. The same is true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Always be aware of the forecasts. Winter weather can sometimes change in a hurry or in different regions. Be certain of what conditions you may face all along your route. Always allow yourself extra time and drive according to conditions. Just because you have four-wheel drive doesn't mean it's safe to drive 80 miles an hour. A loss of traction could occur in icy conditions, and four-wheel drive cannot save you. Be prepared. Always have a winter survival kit packed in your car. This includes blankets, a first aid kit, shovel, candle, sand, and kitty litter. It's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. Be safe when you're driving this winter. If you're not comfortable, stay home or get a ride. Also remember to check road conditions across the state by calling 511 on your cell phone or downloading the Iowa 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
May corn up 1 1/4 at 6.02 1/2. July corn up a penny at $6. March soybeans up 1 3/4 at 13.86 1/2. May 22 soybeans up 1 3/4 at 13.95 1/2. April live cattle up 62 at 141.20. June live cattle up 62 cents at 136.85. April feeder cattle up 67 cents at 170.12. May feeders up 32 at 172.27. April lean hogs down 50 cents at 84.20. May lean hogs down 55 at 89.77. For the closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Brent Barnett.